This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. The Economic Community of West African States, or ECOWAS, said Friday they are prepared for a military intervention in Niger if the order is given. At a news conference in Ghana's capital, Accra, following 2 days of talks, ECOWAS Commissioner for Political Affairs, Peace and Security, Abdel Fattah Moussa, said the regional bloc nations agreed on what will be required for the intervention, the strategic objectives, the equipment needed, and the commitment of member states.
All member states of ECOWAS present here today have all committed elements. They have committed their own equipment. They have committed their own resources to undertake this mission. So I tell you, we are ready to go anytime the order is given. The D-Day is also decided.
Moussa was quick to add that all options are on the table to settle the crisis, and ECOWAS is still readying a mediation mission into the country, and the bloc would welcome any dialogue. Meanwhile, the U.S. military is doing some contingency planning following the more than three-week-old coup. As VOA National Security Correspondent Jeff Seldon reports, U.S. drones carrying out the fight against terror groups in West Africa may be looking for a new home.
Some 1,000 U.S. troops stationed at air bases in Niamey and Agadez may be on the move. The commander of U.S. Air Forces Europe and U.S. Air Forces Africa told reporters Friday the military is in the very early stages of looking for alternative bases in the region. General James Hecker said having to leave the bases in Niger, one of which cost the U.S. $110 million, would be a blow. But he said looking for new basing and planning for a potential evacuation is nothing more than prudent planning, and that U.S. officials are, quote, weeks away from deciding whether U.S. forces will have to leave. Jeff Seldon, VOA News, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden has opened an historic summit with America's two closest Asian allies aimed at boosting ties amid growing concerns over China and North Korea. Associated Press correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
In the Maryland mountains,
it's an honor to welcome you both here today to inaugurate the Camp David Trilateral.
The president greeted Japan's Fumio Kishida and South Korea's Yoon Suk-yeol, the leaders of two historic rivals who've been thawing relations. The president thanked them for having the political courage to show up at Camp David.
Our countries are stronger and the world will be safer as we stand together.
The three nations are pledging to boost security and economic ties to counter challenges from both Beijing and Pyongyang. Sagar Magani, Washington.
A British nurse who described herself as a horrible, evil person has been found guilty Friday of murdering seven newborn babies and trying to kill another six in the neonatal unit of a hospital in northwest Britain where she worked. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Lucy Letby, 33, was convicted of killing five baby boys and two baby girls and attacking other newborns, often while working night shifts, in 2015 and 2016. The verdict reportedly makes her Britain's most prolific serial child killer in modern history. She will be sentenced on Monday and possibly faces a rare full life sentence. Prosecutors told a jury Letby poisoned some of her infant victims by injecting them with insulin, while others were injected with air or force-fed milk, sometimes involving multiple attacks before they died. The youngest victim was just 1 day old. Her actions came to light when senior doctors became concerned at the number of unexplained deaths at the neonatal unit. With doctors unable to find a medical reason, the police were called in.
That's Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reporting. A wildfire has been forcing residents of the capital of Canada's Northwest Territories, the city of Yellowknife, to evacuate. Associated Press correspondent Rita Foley reports.
Residents rushed to get out of Yellowknife ahead of the wildfire as firefighters worked to keep open the only route out of the city. Authorities guided a long caravan of motorists through fire zones. Thousands were expected to fly out of Yellowknife. Meanwhile, a network of fire guards, sprinklers, and water cannons was being established to try to protect the city from the fire. Wind and a little rain complicated efforts to slow the flames. A government minister for the territory said, "We're heading into a critical couple of days." I'm Rita Foley.
You'll find expanded coverage of world news and events at our website, voanews.com, 24 hours a day. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.